Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tatro Radio. This is Joseph from Team Tatro, and today I have another clip from a call-in show for you guys. So one of Tatro's recent call-in shows was centered around this idea of motivation. So people often ask this question during the call-in streams, like how does Tatro find the motivation to make music every single day and to continue doing it? So Nick talks about his views on what makes him a music producer and how he is able to do what he does so consistently. But before we get into it, Tatro's new sample pack Haze is out now. If you become a member at the VIP tier or higher, you will get it for free. I'll put the link in the description to where you can buy it if you just want to go ahead and buy the sample pack. But if you become a member at any tier, then you can get your music reviewed by Tatro during his track review streams on his channel on the second and fourth Saturday of every single month. So check out all the perks of becoming a member. But without further ado, let's just get into the question.
My question for you today is, how do you get inspired? Because I often, like, in my Twitch streams and everything, like, just cut out, like, just like, oh, I've got inspiration, I'm gonna jump into Ableton now. Like, right. How do you get your inspiration?
Well, there's a few notions on this. First of all, I really love music, and there's a lot of music that I love listening to. And sometimes I hear a track and I'm like, damn, I wish I made that track. So that off the bat is an inspiration, because that's like a jumping off point. Why do I wish I made that track? Oh, this sound is really cool. This chord progression is really cool. This whatever is really cool. So now I'm inspired. I'm going to make a track inspired by that track. Or it's not always like a strike of inspiration. It's not always a bolt of lightning. And, you know, philosophical advisor to the show, Joseph McCaffrey, told me a quote the other day about the difference between inspiration and willpower, because sometimes it's not inspiration. Sometimes it's not the bolt of lightning that says, yeah, I want to go make a track that's like XYZ track. Sometimes it's just like, I want to make some music, or I know that I should make some music, and I'm not quite inspired, but I have the willpower to sit there, open my laptop, open Ableton Live, and just start playing with some sounds. And from there, you're just getting the ball rolling. It's a snowball effect. Okay, you mess around with one synth sound, and now all of a sudden you're layering in a drum, you're layering in some more synths, and boom, you have the beginning of what is a new track. So we can't just rely on inspiration, or else we're just going to sit there waiting for, what, divine intervention, you know? But I also, like, try to... The other side of, like, willpower and motivation and inspiration is, like, everything's accessible. Like, I can sit down at any point. I mean, most of us can do this anyway. If you have a phone or if you have a laptop, like, it's so easy just to sit down and start making music. But, like, if I really want to make music with a certain controller, boom, there's a controller on my desk already. Like, all the trappings around me being able to make music, I can sit anywhere in my house and make music. All my tools are ready. My space is organized. I got speakers in the bedroom. I've got speakers in here. I've always got my headphones on me, you know, like, so when inspiration strikes, or even if inspiration is not striking and I need a little bit more willpower, then I need to have everything kind of ready. Because if I already am not inspired and I want to, and I need to make something, like, if it's too hard to get out the machine that I want to make something on, then I'm not going to do it. Or if it's like too arduous of a process to even get started, I'm not going to do it. So I want to make it fast and snappy and easy just to get started. So I build things around my life where it is just easy to make music. So it's the facility, it's the access to, like, being able to make music. And then it's just like not relying on inspiration. But music all the time, listening to music, and I'm like, damn, I wish I made that. Or like I'm outside and like, music inspiration doesn't just come from music. It comes from, like, you went to the beach at sunset or whatever. And that's like a big dramatic example. But it's also like, had a conversation with somebody, a meaningful conversation, or I was reflecting back on a certain event that happened in my life and I want to write about it. You know, it's all those things. Like, us as musicians, us as artists, we're interpreting our world, we're conveying our emotions, our human experience through our art. So you got to just always be looking at the lens of things, like, through your art. That's kind of like, I don't, like, actively think that all the time, but that is just kind of how my brain works.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot, but, like if you're a musician, like, I see you got, like, piano behind you, guitar, cymbals, like, you're clearly a musician.
Drums, yeah.
Right. So, like, you've kind of made the decision, like, music is your thing, and not that music has to be your only thing or will be your thing forever, but, like, for one reason or another, you could have just as easily gotten into basketball, you know, or something. But for some reason, you have a piano behind you. You're not sitting in a basketball court right now. We all are born, I think, with these dispositions to certain things. And when we are born with those things and we are able to discover them, like you look pretty young too, like, and I was also able to discover that I did have this disposition towards music at a young age. We are at such an advantage because we kind of understand, we have this understanding of who we are and tools that we can wield to sort of like convey our human experience to everybody else in a way that some people don't have that. Some people don't have that exposure at a young age that says like, yes, I'm LeBron James. If I pick up a basketball, like that's my thing. Or like, you know, I'm a musician. If I pick up an instrument, it just feels natural. So just like always have in the back of your mind that, that you have that privilege and you have that, you know, disposition. And it's something like, it's something beyond our control, something beyond our plan for ourselves. Like, can you say like, I'm a musician because X, Y, Z, or like, is it like, you were just like, for some reason, music just sticks with you, you know? Like we can't always explain it. Like sometimes like, it's like, I don't know why I'm a musician. This just kind of happened. I'm sure there's a like thousands, millions of other kids that were handed a guitar at a young age that didn't really gravitate towards music and gravitated towards something else. So just knowing that we have that and that we have that disposition and we had that opportunity from a young age, even if you're not young, if you had the opportunity to discover that you were inspired by making music or whatever the medium is, if you have that and you always have that mindset in the back of your head, like it just makes it like you understand yourself so much better and you don't have to rely on inspiration to get started and get going. You just go. Like you literally just already understand something about yourself. I am a musician. I have no question about that. If I didn't have the channel, if I didn't have an audience, doesn't matter. I would wake up, I would be making music just because it's my instinct. It's like animal instincts.
Yeah.
So I encourage you just to always keep that in the back of your mind. I know that sounds like kind of big and dramatic, but like always keep that in the back of your mind. Like for one reason or the other, this is where I am and this is who I am. So this is what I do. Just like we eat and breathe and sleep, like you don't think about that. You don't need motivation to go to sleep. You don't need motivation to breathe. You don't really need motivation to eat. Like you're a musician. You don't need motivation to make music. It's just part of who you are. It's in your DNA. You're going to do it no matter what. When we reframe our mind like that, it becomes less of a thing that's like, okay, lightning bolt, please strike me. Please give me inspiration. It's like, no, this is what I do. Like this is instinctual.
So that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think it was kind of interesting to hear Nick's kind of take on how being a music producer is something that he was kind of born with, and he's just doing what he knows how to do and doing what he wants to do. But before I get going, just remember one more time, check out the Haze sample pack, check out the perks of becoming a member, go on Spotify, stream Tatro's music, and also FaceX, Tatro's newer project with vocals, hyper pop music. I think a lot of people will like it. So just go check out all that stuff, but that's going to be it for today. This has been Joseph from Team Tatro. I will see you guys in the live streams.